And with me now in the KRVS studios is Rusty Bernard, artist and retired professor of art from UL Lafayette, here to talk about the art of another artist, Bob Wiggs, who taught for many years at UL and is an internationally known artist. There will be an exhibit of his sculpture at the Acadiana Center for the Arts opening this Saturday for Second Saturday Art Walk. And Bob will be at the opening, but couldn't come today. So Rusty is here to speak about his art. Bob Wiggs is every artist, when you say his name, just as you did, sort of like takes this big breath and this long sigh and just is thinking of so many images that Bob has seared in people's heads. But there are many people in our audience who perhaps don't know his name. Who is Bob Wiggs? How did he get to Lafayette? He's not from Louisiana. How did he end up in Lafayette?
Well, Bob Wiggs is a country boy. He's from Lick Creek, Illinois. I've been there. And while we were driving through the town, which took a few seconds, I saw a building, a small building, and it was half dilapidated, and that was the one-room school where he was taught. He taught me other things, and I even saw some other Wiggs. That's where he was born. And later on in life, he worked very hard as a farm boy. And later he got a job, and the job was with some sign painters. Well, that was it, man. He learned about this world.
He was bitten by drawing and painting.
Robert had it once he met those guys, and I don't know who they were, but I thank them for influencing Bob because they pointed him in the direction of art. And at that time, Bob had no idea that there would be other directions to follow. But he did. He went to it. But he had a time when he was in the Army, and he was a trainer, and he was a radio trainer, and he learned more things because he flew a lot. He saw patterns on top of patterns, and Bob, you know, recorded all that stuff in his brain and was affected by it. And later, he married a lady named Betty. They've been married 62 years now, and as for influences. Holy cow. She really influenced him a lot, and she does to this day. She helps him. She is as up with his new art as he is, and it's just marvelous. So huge support and influence by Betty Wiggs. He attended Southern Illinois University and the University of Iowa, where he got his graduate degree.
And somehow made it down here to Louisiana and no longer painted signs.
Actually, he had a little time when he painted mailboxes as well.
Mailboxes. Yeah. Wouldn't you love to have one of those?
I'd love to see one.
Well, how did he get into sculpture? You mentioned patterns that he saw as he flew in these airplanes. But how did sculpture come into his life?
He had some influences. I think every artist or most artists try to get down to the very root of what they're looking for, which they never find. But Bob Wiggs, I think, seemed to have found it, which is profound. He photographed nature. And I don't mean a few photographs, thousands of photographs that he looked at and compared and analyzed to the point where he began to see things that few other people saw. And that wasn't his point. His point was to find it for himself. Mm-hmm. But he found those things, and he began to look for maybe patterns that other people have seen that he wasn't aware of. So one of the greatest influences I think that he had was is reading the Einstein-Bohr quantum theory.
And Albert Einstein, the physicist. what happened
dialogue.
To him when he read that? What affected
him? He began to see that his work has been verified in a way. He began to see that he had some structure there that other people have found to some degree, but he was looking at it differently. He found things that he had not found anywhere else, and he kept looking. I mean, there's a very long list of mathematicians and scientists that he looked at and studied very carefully, looking for what he saw. He didn't find it all.
Well, now, I think some people are struggling with that and thinking about how, as an artist, how do you incorporate what you're reading, what you're finding out about science, what was happening as an artist? How does that affect what you actually physically do?
He was so in love and understood nature to the point where the abstractness of it began to really intrigue him. And he felt, of course, that he had to begin to draw this. So I can see Bob now, as I had for years and years and years, sitting at his table by the window, looking out. He has this fabulous home, and he looks at nothing but trees and forest. Mm-hmm. And he sees this, and he began to make observations, drawing. And at the show, if you should be able to go to the show, and I hope everyone can, he has the original drawings that he did, which develop his form of suture geometry.
And that is the title of the exhibit, The Art of Suture Geometry.
Exactly.
Can you define that for us? Not being able to see these images just yet?
You mean not being Bob Wiggs?
Yeah, well.
Bob saw patterns that implied certain families of form. And he looked for those families in other people's work, all the way back to Euclid, mm-hmm. further back probably. I don't know everything that Bob has done, but I know he's done a whole lot. And in searching for these forms, he couldn't exactly find the kind of suture structure or foundation structure that he would like to call it that he needed to continue his work, his artwork. It was difficult. Mm. And people alluded to it and implied it but didn't actually do it. So Bob came up with some very, very extremely basic forms, bovine and canine, and those things led to families, twisted loops, and eventually the discovery of, and he is the one that is credited for that, the twist octahedron. He finds the beauty of these things. He finds the art in these structures. And he exhibits that with wood and stone, metal, everything that he can find to show the average person, such as myself, exactly what's going on and how this influences everything. So he has taken this suture geometry, as he calls it, and he has applied that to his thinking in the development of sculpture. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's amazing who he has influenced and what he has done. Just to give you a brief list of where he has presented these things. This is to mathematicians, physicists, scientists of all kinds, and other artists in Japan, Israel, Hungary, South Africa, Chicago Art Institute, and SUNY Albany, as well as Lafayette and other places that I'm not even aware of, probably. And in that, he has gotten major recognition.
So he has presented to scientists.
He has, and profound scientists. Mm-hmm. Such as a distinguished professor at MIT called Dr. Cyril Smith. And Dr. Cyril Smith wrote a letter for him. And the letter was to the magazine called Leonardo, which I'll tell you more about in a second. And he sort of puts it all into one or two paragraphs. And he says, the sculptor Dr. Bob Wiggs, approach to form generation, his approach is a fine example of the way in which aesthetic intuition about structure can provide a signpost directing thought toward better ways of treating relationships mathematically. His unique view of the inherent structure of the natural world illustrates the principles underlying both quantum theory and particle physics. His form generation system will be of interest to physicists studying amorphous solids, stain, and imperfections in polycrystalline matter as well as to the molecular biologist. All are hot topics today. The closed wall, plain-faced, straight-line approach to spatial problems has dominated thought about three-dimensional structures for too long, even in the minds of such masters as Bucky Fuller. And that's funny because the Bucky Fuller is a person that Bob Wiggs knew and admired a great deal. So this professor recognized the value to other things. So we speak of art and science, art and physics, art and, in his case, thermodynamics, affecting a thought process. And it has to do with the origin of thought, I think. Where do you start? And that's what Bob was so concerned. Where do I start? Mm-hmm. Where's the starting point? And then how do I go from there? That's the instruction.
Right. Well, and in the letter, he's talking about that sense of aesthetics and being able to see the aesthetics of the theories and the mathematics, because we can't see some of the things that the math is describing, and to have somebody actually make it visible, to make it beautiful, to make us understand that it's more than just numbers.
Exactly.
It has shape and form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the show is awesome. It could have been five times larger, but that would be at the expense of not allowing people to really see enough in a short period of time to understand what's going on. Mm. There is a sequential nature to it, and not all of that can be seen, but most of it can. And his two sons, Calvin and Warren, were instrumental in developing a graphic that's, I think, 36 feet long, that shows the development of his thinking process and the profound result of it in the three-dimensional forms. There are many, many forms that are available for the public to see there, mm-hmm. and they are the result of what he has found. So that, together with his original blueprint, and I really mean an actual old architectural blueprint on the wall of his original thoughts. And then the most valuable, at least in my opinion, is the original pencil drawings, small, 30 inches by 24 or 18. They show his developmental process and how an artist can get to the very core of thinking and affect so many other disciplines at the same time.
I want to tell people who are becoming fascinated by what you're saying. My guest is Rusty Bernard, who is an artist and taught here at UL Lafayette. He's talking about Bob Wiggs, artist, who also taught at UL from 1965 to 1987, approximately. He's a sculptor, artist, thinker, dreamer, scientist, as Rusty is describing. There's an exhibit of his work that will open at the ACA this Saturday, and you can see it there with all of these components that Rusty is so beautifully describing. Bob will be there for this exhibit. Now, you mentioned the structures that people can see. Can you describe the ones that will be there?
Well, there's magic in Bob Wiggs, mm-hmm. and one day Bob Wiggs came to me and had a little bag, and I said, "What's that, Bob?" He says, "That's an art show." I said, "Oh, wonderful."
In your bag.
In the bag. It wasn't a large bag. It was mm-hmm. a small, small bag. And he started pulling these sculptures out that I got very, very serious about when I saw the first time. They're 2 and 3 and 4 inches. And they describe, but they're also magnificent sculptures in wood, mostly. And they will be there, probably 50 or 60 of them will be there undercover. They're so beautiful. And then he has at least 30 or 40, perhaps more, metal wire sculptures that show what he's thinking. So if you go through these things, and in addition to that, some larger sculptures, some big wood sculptures and some large stone sculptures and clay and things. As you go through it and you look back at his graphic on the wall, you can pick up on a thinking process. Now, if you happen to be a physicist, you can do even more.
There may be
more.
A couple there.
Well, you might be able to do even more, a biologist. Mm. But it doesn't take a physicist or a biologist to thoroughly, 100%, I'm neither, so to really appreciate the whole thing. So everyone will be able to understand it and appreciate it. It's a beautiful show.
Mm. Well, and as you mentioned, he has exhibited and presented to scientists and artists around the world. This is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for us to go and see his work, to meet him, to see these blueprints of a thought process that was all happening here in Lafayette, and sitting by his window, looking out into nature, thinking and pondering and creating. And we were just mentioning that earlier. Dickie Landry was here along with Steve Brough and Kathy Reed and Chad Viator, talking about tattooed walls and talking about how much can happen here in Lafayette, that you don't have to go away, you don't have to be someplace else, that so much creativity has happened here over the decades. So many amazing artists and musicians have created and made their homes here and made their names known around the world from the work that they've done here.
We are so fortunate. I've known Dickie Landry since I was about 7 or 8 years old. And he played with my uncle. Dickie came back here and he gave of his time and over again. I remember the first days of Tattooed Walls and the Artist Alliance, which came a little after that.
And you participated in
Tattooed participated
Walls.
With mm-hmm. Elmore Morgan. And we all did this on our own time with our own equipment, mm-hmm. sort of. Mm-hmm. It's kind of UL equipment, actually.
You barred an overhead projector.
We got permission. and we did these things behind buildings and on buildings and in places, and crowds gathered and they liked it. So this is a really unique place. And the artists here are dedicated, and they deserve the recognition they're getting.
That's right. And as you've said, they have gotten it around the world, but so many have chosen to make their homes here and continue to create here. And we're hoping that so many generations of young people will be coming out to see these exhibits and to experience Tattooed Walls and see the traditions and history of art and music and creativity that's been going on for a long time here.
As long as I've been around.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Rusty, for coming and telling us more about Bob Wiggs.
Thank you.
The exhibit, The Art of Suture Geometry, will open this Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And it's probably from around 6 to 9, I think. Tattooed Walls is 7 to 10, so you can fit it all in. And again, Bob Wiggs will be there this Saturday at the ACA. And we look forward to maybe an exhibit of your work there sometime. And you'll have to come back and talk about that for us as well, Rusty.
Thank you, Jude.
Thank you. And culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Dance Guild is offering dance classes, creative movement classes, for children ages 5 through 9. The classes start on October 4th in McLaurin Gym on the UL campus. To register your child, the website is danceguild.blogspot.com, or you can call Lynn Clearfield at 849-3564. Louisiana Crossroads Series tickets are now on sale to the general public. You can call the ACA or or go to their website. You can also get tickets for the ACA Singer-Songwriter Series, which will include performances by Ricky Lee Jones, Josh Ritter, and Mark Cohn. The Lafayette General Health Foundation is having their annual gala on October 3rd. Tickets are available by calling Jeff Daly at the foundation. And the play She Stoops to Conquer will open at Cité des Arts this evening. That will run for 3 weekends. You can get tickets by calling Cité or going to their website and purchasing tickets. Tonight is Patrons' Evening, but there are plenty of tickets left for the weekend performances. She Stoops to Conquer was written by Oliver Goldsmith in the 1800s, was wildly popular, and is still probably the most performed play from the 1800s. It's having its regional premiere here in Lafayette this weekend. It's directed by Lauren Green White. In Eunice, Tuesdays with Maury is being performed at the Eunice Players Theater, starring Vincent Barra and Wesley Saunders. Tickets are available by calling the Eunice Players Theater. The Riveters Theater Troupe presents Hair, the American Tribal Love Rock musical, at the theater here in Burke Hawthorne Hall. This is the last weekend to see it. It runs through Saturday. Tickets are available by going to riveterstheater.weebly.com or you can call 207-2631. In New Iberia, continuing this weekend, the Iberia Performing Arts League will continue the Cemetery Club. That will be at the S&E Theater in downtown New Iberia. And opening this weekend to the public, several exhibits at the Hilliard University Art Museum. On Friday, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Warren Wolf Quintet will be performing as a part of their Jazz at the Center series. And of course, this Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Exhibits will open up and down Jefferson Street. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has a number of new exhibits, including the Bob Wiggs exhibit. And, of course, Tattooed Walls will be at the Children's Museum on the Sans Souci side, outside. All are welcome to go from 7 until 10 o'clock. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's This American Life with Ira Glass. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, Franco Mix. At 10, Earthbeat. At 11, Afropop. And Midnight Snack at midnight. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.